And we were talking about people worrying about prices and housing and health and education, even the shortage of lettuce. We had Geordie on a moment ago saying, be positive, it's a lovely sunny day and whatever. I sort of overlooked the fact too that we don't have a government. It's another slight concern. Right, no, let's be positive. I wonder, is Fergal McFerrin positive? He is the president of the NUS USA. He is the man at the universities, National Union of Students and all of that. Fergal, you're concerned about the drop in applications.
Yes, well, I guess yesterday we saw the announcement there was a 5% drop in Northern Irish students applying through UCAS. And I think we have to understand it in the context of just before Christmas, there was also a 16% drop in applicants to our further education colleges as well. So I think as a whole picture, it looks pretty bleak in terms of the opportunities that are available to our young people and the opportunities to study here. And I think we need to specifically drill down into some of the numbers, because there was a 21% decrease in 25 to 29-year-olds applying to university through UCAS. So I think we have to really start to think about the kind of barriers that are now in place for people accessing education.
And what do you see as the barriers? The cost? Is that the main one?
Well, I think cost is certainly one of the biggest ones. And from all of the students that I've talked to, from the research that we've carried out time and time again, cost, financial barriers are the things that come up every single time. Now, there are other things, of course. I think we need to start to address careers advice. We need to look at all of the options that are available to people. But certainly financial barriers are one of the biggest things.
I was talking to a young woman last night who left school at 16. Her friends are more or less all at university and they're in debt. And she got herself a job. She has her own house, her own car, and of course her job. And she's now 22. There's a real success story of a person who never went near university.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there are obviously stories like that. And I think what my point about careers advice really was that we need to figure out if we're sending people in the right direction at the right time in their life. And so this isn't just about making sure that everyone goes to university. It's about making sure that everyone has the opportunity to go to university, but if they don't want to, that they have other options available to them and that those are signposted appropriately. And so there is a much wider picture that we have to look at here, but particularly in the context of the crisis in politics in Northern Ireland, we need to really think about whether the priorities of some of our political parties really reflect the priorities of our citizens.
It's a question that we're asking on the doorstep as you speak, Fergal. Thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
It's Fergal.